Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We'll get to more on the Phils. What a win it was last night. Walk-off hit by Bryce Harper. Phils take the first over the Astros. Nola on the mound tonight. So we'll get to more Phils coming up, including the decision they made yesterday about tomorrow that most of us are very upset about. That's all coming up. We do have a prize to give. We'll tell you about that in a second. But we're discussing here. Yesterday, everyone's all riled up. Nick Wright predicted the Eagles finished third in the division, missed the playoffs. I think they're going to win 10 games and make the playoffs, but I don't think what the guy said is crazy. I mean, they have them at 10 wins. If they win 9 and are in the mix of teams trying to make the playoffs, it wouldn't shock me. I have a lot I need to see before I'm convinced it's a great football team, but a lot of people believe they're more likely to win the Super Bowl than miss the playoffs, including Hugh Douglas. Baldy was on this morning with the morning show. He was asked about their biggest weakness. It mirrors some of my concern with the pass rush.
I'm concerned. I'm generally, like, that's my biggest concern on the whole team is what their defensive line. They have been built around a two-tier system where you dress and play eight guys and you rotate them, and I'm concerned. I'm concerned about where the rush is going to come from.
He's concerned about where the rush is going to come from. Yesterday, we did a little exercise. We tried to count the sacks.
Yeah, I had them like about 40.
Yeah, I mean, your numbers were a little bit inflated, but we did. Yeah.
Of course they're inflated. I'm supposed to, because it's supposed to mirror the argument that I'm giving. He's an idiot.
I didn't say it. You said it. But yeah, those numbers were a lot. I don't know what sack number they're going to get to. I am concerned, though, just the idea of who's going to get to the quarterback. But just, we have a real game coming up next Friday.
In Brazil
against the Packers. Obviously, an offense last year that came on a lot towards the end and blew the Cowboys out, and we're playing with the Niners in a playoff game. They have a lot of pieces on that offense, and it's 3rd and 8, and it's the fourth quarter, and the Eagles are up 4. Who's getting
Bryce Huff?
You better.
Oh my God, you just got real quiet when I said that.
Well, let me ask you this. Bryce Huff, is he playing the entire game? Does he still have something left in the tank, or are we just going to save him for third down?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now this is where I can't answer the question definitively, because I don't know. Because it's different. Like I told you, man, it's different being out there first and second down. And that third down roll around, and you had to put your hand in the dirt after you've been fighting grown-ass men?
Of course.
Trying to bust up enough strength to get that pass rush? I think he can do it, though. I have faith in him.
The Eagles paid him to do it, so he better do it. So Baldy's concerned with the pass rush. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. More likely win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. Early poll results are wild today. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning, Jeff.
Real quick on the Phillies, defense, pitching, and solid play won that game last night. Johan Rojas made a pretty much a game-saving catch.
It was a great catch. And Jeff, did you see he did the little finger wag, did the Matumbo when he caught it?
Yes, sir. They had a couple of key double plays, and Bryce made a really good play at first base, and he finally came through with the big hit.
He did. So I think that was the best defensive play he's made in a while. Not that he's made bad ones, but like that was
a
highlight play there by Bryce.
It was. It was another quality win. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm almost there. They're not back yet, but they're getting close.
Well, before you make your Eagles point, Jeff, let me just give you some numbers, because I saw this morning they've won 8 out of 12. But if you take out the Taiwan starts, they've won 8 out of 10. I mean, that sounds to me like a team that's pretty close to back now.
Are they setting up Taiwan for failure here?
Yeah. Sabotage tomorrow against the Astros? Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
They ought to play Beastie Boys Sabotage.
That would be funny. Jeff, what are you thinking here on the Eagles?
Well, first of all, I think that guy is basically another Chris Sims. I don't have a problem with what he said, but along with that, he said, I don't know much about this team, but it sounds just like a hot takesman is all he is. And I got them winning 13 games. I know you're much lower than that, but the defensive and offensive coordinators this year, I think, are going to make the biggest difference in this team, because they had crap last year for coordinators, and I think that really affected the team.
Well, especially down the stretch, right? You know, they got away with it early when they won, but we could tell it didn't look right early in the season. And down the stretch, it crushed them.
And I know the math is crazy with, do they have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl versus not making the playoffs? And I got to lean towards winning the Super Bowl, because I just cannot see this team not making the playoffs at all.
Well, it would be a major disappointment, Jeff, and we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say I think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't be shocked. That's the way I in my head it is. Like, I would be It's disappointing, Hugh, if they miss the playoffs. I just wouldn't be shocked. 13 wins is a lot. Where are you at? I mean, we'll do finalized predictions next week. But what number were you at last time we did this? 12, 13?
Something like that.
You were in that range.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, I was in that range. Definitely.
I've been at 10 since the schedule came out. I mean, I've went back and forth in my head about maybe raising the win total up by a win. But we'll see. We'll see what happens here. JT is up next. Actually, before JT, let's make sure we get the side topic in here, a little Hugh's Clues, because we have a great prize. I know JT wanted to play here. So here's what we have today, Hugh. We have a pair of prizes. The first one we're going to give away is a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with all of us and watch the Eagles take on the Packers live from the stadium seats. We're doing the pregame show out there, then the game, Eagles-Packers. We got a pair of tickets. Let's give them away playing a little game called Hugh's Clues.
So, you know, I've been getting a lot of heat about these first guesses that I have.
It's a Tuesday tradition. Yeah, Monday's hard. Tuesday, like, Hugh talks about
no,
it.
No, and you know, it's like I'm trying to do better, man. But I just say, you know what? I'm starting to see that no matter what you do, like, you're never going to satisfy everybody.
You can't please people.
I can't please everybody. But I did come in this morning, and I tried to do better with my first clue. So here's my first clue. You ready?
I'm ready.
For these, what are we giving away again, Joe?
A pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party.
Yeah,
at
watch
the
party.
Lake.
That's so. Everybody, listen up. This is the first clue. It's a good one. The first clue is this person is a human child actor.
You had him with the human thing after Bigfoot yesterday. So we're looking for a child actor today that is absolutely a human
hey,
being.
Hey, and now the mean tweets come in 3, 2, 1.
All right, so we promised today's answer is a human being. Yesterday, a little vague on that, and I know it got
it
some
had
people.
To be Bigfoot yesterday, though. It was the only that was the only thing we could have done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were joking about the odds here. The odds were eventually Bigfoot would make its way into Hugh's Clues.
Humanoid.
It did, yes, yeah. Humanoid, yeah.
People are mad.
That's all right. People are mad. Me too, because I think it's more likely the Eagles miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494.
Good time.
All right, you have
good
your time. First clue there. A child actor that we promise is a human being.
He's a human.
JT is up next on WIP. Hey, JT.
Hey, what's up, bro? Good morning, fellas.
What's going on, JT? Man. What do you got?
Jalil, you friend or foe, man? What are you? Are you like
I am a friend. I am.
He
come
said,
on.
Jay,
you
said,
know, I am a friend,
he
JT.
Said you the ops.
I'm not the ops.
Hey, definitely, man. I want to ban him talking about football in a minute. How you said 10-7? When we was 11-6, he was atrocious last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they answered every area of weakness: coaching, linebackers, secondary. They got better on the line. They replaced Reddick with Huff. Like, what is it? They got Saquon instead of DeAndre Swift.
All right. So some of those I agree with you with, and they're in certain places they're really good. I mean, they could be great. Like skill positions. JT, I have no questions about the skill guys. Running back, wide receivers. They're obviously great and deep. They did get much better in the secondary. JT, I just keep coming back to this though. It's like the Bizarro Eagles. I have my questions on the lines. I'm not sure they're better on the D line. I'm not sure Huff is as good as Reddick. In fact, right now I don't think he is. I'm not sure they're as good on the O line. They had Kelsey and Juergens. Now we got Juergens and Mekhi Becton. I don't know if that's as good. Like they might be worse on the lines, but better on the skill positions. And that's not what usually we have here.
We had a harder schedule too last year, too, though, Joe. You realize that, too?
So,
we had an easier schedule this year.
But let me. All right.
So that alone, so the wind should go up. How are you saying we're going down?
Well, all right. So, but how do you wrap your mind around this, JT? Because I can't. Yes, they had a really hard schedule last year, and they did decently against it, right? They beat the Chiefs, they beat the Bills, but they lost to a lot of bad teams last year. They lost
the
Giants. You're right, Dolphins. But so they beat some of the good teams. But JT, they lost to bad teams last year. Lost to the Cardinals and the Giants.
Right. But last year's last year, bro. We improved. We got rid of all that bad stuff. We got rid of Brian Johnson. We took Nerciani. Play calling away. Kellen Moore's gonna be improved. Everything we did was better. Like,
hope springs eternal, man. See, see Joey trying to tell you.
Why are you being so pessimistic?
Why are you being so pessimistic?
I don't think, what are you doing?
And why are you repeating what Nick Wright said?
No, well, what I said is, he's not great, JT, because people are acting like they
because he got that haircut.
He does have an interesting haircut.
He's got a nice little haircut. He went to Dr. Rafi.
People, he might have, yeah. It's a good job by Dr. Rafi if he had Nick Wright. People are acting as if Nick Wright said the Eagles are going to go 3-14. Or I'm saying they're 10-7, JT. I just don't think it's crazy that they missed the playoffs. It could happen.
Man, that is crazy.
All right.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs. We're going to fight. We're going to fight somebody.
No, they're going to fire Sirianni is what's going to happen.
Yeah,
well, I like that. Now, Joe, I agree with that. Sirianni's a hat. I don't like Sirianni at all. We agree on that. I can't stand him. I should have fired him last year. That's the only thing we agreed on.
Yeah, yeah. All right. JT, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Child actor. Who we got?
Ew, could you give me a better clue than that? In the world?
Dude, what was wrong with the clue? That was an awesome clue.
And they're a human being.
Let me ask a clarifying question. Is he an adult now? He's still a child now.
No, you can't know that. He just. It's a child actor.
I mean, but it's kind of obvious when I said it was a child actor.
Macaulay Culkin.
That's a great guess.
Hey, that's a great guess, though, dude.
By the way, I saw this yesterday. JT, good guess and good phone call. And I am a friend, not a foe, okay? Just because I think they go 10-7 is my foe.
You're an ally.
Hold on a second. Because the end of that call just completely threw me for a loop. How do you think it's such a sure thing that the Eagles are going to be great, make the playoffs?
The coach is a bum.
But the head coach is a hack?
I know.
What are we doing? Like, I think people are so conflated with
it. Because our talent supersedes.
But Nick Sirianni matters, I think, way more than people are allowing themselves to believe.
I agree with you. And being consistent, that's why part of why I'm concerned. I don't believe much in Sirianni, and he's still here. At least I'm consistent on this. I'm not like 14-3, but the head coach, I think, is a dummy. That doesn't make sense.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, I do, Nick. So that's that. By the way, speaking of Macaulay Culkin, I saw this. This is going to make everyone out there feel old, okay? Macaulay Culkin is now the age, like current Macaulay Culkin, is the age his dad was, like the actor that played his dad in Home Alone.
Is that right?
The actor that played his dad in Home Alone. I forget his name.
He did not age well, though.
No, he didn't.
Macaulay or his dad?
Yeah, Macaulay.
Macaulay did not. But he's 44 now, and his dad, the man who played his dad in the movie, his name escaped me, he was 44 when that movie was filmed.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a while, Home Alone, since that one came out. We're 30-something years?
Something like that.
It was like 1990? Right.
Well, you know what they're about to re-release?
Oh, not a real Home Alone guy.
It's all right.
You know what they're about to re-release?
What's
that came out like, 20-year anniversary? Shaun of the Dead? Did you ever see that?
I didn't.
It was funny, right? Because they're about to re-release it into the movie theater. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a 20-year-old movie. Who the hell going to the movies where you could just rent that on TV?
Yeah, but it's a whole experience.
Nah.
You get the popcorn, the seating.
Okay, I give you the popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn at the movies is kind of
clutch.
The
popcorn's just not good.
The popcorn is clutch.
What are you
they
doing
don't use
back
real
there?
Butter, though.
I'm anti-popcorn at all.
You're an anti-Home Alone and anti-popcorn at the movies? Are you an American? What are you? All right.
I'm a humanoid.
I guess you are. Rick in Philly. What's up, Rick? Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Love your show. First time calling in. I wanted to call because I'm kind of struggling a little bit here with the premise of the question on today's show. So I did some cursory Google research. So, you know, take it for what it is. But if you look up Kansas City Chiefs 2024 playoff odds, you're going to find a source, one of the first sources, and it says the Chiefs have a 16.7% chance to win the Super Bowl and a 21.3% chance to miss the playoffs.
So, inherently, every team has a better chance to miss the playoffs. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's kind of my point. Maybe you could modify it to, you know, make the Super Bowl versus win.
Rick,
I agree with you, but the
interesting part, I agree. I mean, you're right. Like, that's the math on it. That's the way it works. There's only 14 teams make it, 18 teams don't. Yet, Rick, I would say today, and you might be the opposite, and I might be the opposite. I would say the majority of people that chime in on this are going to say the opposite that I'm saying and that you're thinking. Like, most people think they're more likely to win the Super Bowl. That's why it's interesting to me, because I think there's a feeling in this town right now that they are a stone cold lock for the playoffs, and I'm not sure that's true.
Well, I think that would be an irrational position to have. I mean, if you're really going to bet money on the Chiefs, like throw away the Eagles, you should bet that the Chiefs will miss the playoffs instead of winning the Super Bowl. That would be the better bet. So, you know, I think the Birds, you know, there's a lot of questions. I think we need to see them play. I'm reminded of Sam Bradford in 2015. But, you know, I think there's reasonable, cause to think that they're going to improve the offense this year, because of, Hurts in training camp. Also, I've read things to suggest that, you know, he's taking the leadership aspect of his role more seriously. We'll see how that plays out, obviously. And, you know, obviously the new coaches. So, you know, I think 13 wins is my prediction. But obviously, you know, you had to ask me to put money on it. Of course, I think they're more likely to miss the playoffs than to win the Super Bowl. I think that's true of every team.
I would say that, too. Now, and the Chiefs might be the outlier because they just seem like the machine. But generally, Rick, I agree with you. All right, Rick, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues? Who's he thinking about today?
I'm taking a chance. I'm going Jeff Cohen.
Jeff Cohen, that's a name you don't hear very often. Rick, appreciate it. Good phone call. Appreciate you being part of the show. That's not it, is it?
No.
Okay. You got people on a blender again.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just laughing at the hate that I'm getting for the first clue. That was a good clue.
I don't think it's not like nearly as vague as I think, because I've gotten calls like, man, not a good clue. Child actor, just think of a child actor.
This is supposed to be hard. Like, don't you understand this? We have a pair of tickets to give away to the Eagles kickoff watch party. We're not, like, Hugh's not just on the corner willy-nilly handing out tickets. You got to earn this.
People are going to start throwing eggs at me when they see me in public.
Tomatoes, like a bad comedian.
Boo, you clues suck.
Listen, I don't encourage anyone to throw anything at anyone.
Please don't.
But if you came in here one day with a tomato on your head, it would be pretty funny.
Oh, man, I tell you. I mean, but you know what? The thing that I love about being here, like, people... Like when they speak, they speak to you like they know you.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a few of those. You know, your clues stink.
Like the verbal tomatoes thrown
hey,
at you.
Your clues stink.
I don't. Listen,
hey,
some days.
Plant-based Hugh.
Some like, days are better than others, but I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, and this is the way I'm thinking of it. You know how the morning show does their side topic?
Yeah.
What if the morning show said, give us a child actor? Everyone will be able to come up with one. Think of a child actor.
Right. And you,
it's not that
obviously
hard.
Obviously, what makes this a little more challenging is you're trying to get the exact one.
Sure.
Where for them, it's just
right,
like
no,
any
of course,
child actor
right.
works.
But like it's in
out.
The same spirit. Like, is that of such a vague side topic if the morning show did give us a child
I'm
actor?
Sure,
no.
I'm sure it's been a morning show side topic. I mean, for all the years they've done it, I'm sure.
Movie titles with the word the?
Yeah, I mean, they've done them all. I mean, at this point. All right, Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Today?
What's up?
We're good.
You.
I get a kick out of this. I think it's funny. I really do.
I know you do. Hey, listen, this is what's all about, entertaining yourself. You. We're all here for your entertainment.
Yes.
Right?
Now you get it. Now you get it.
Hey, I have a question for you. This Schwarber run, how far is this run that you're racing Schwarber? Is it
you know what? Every time 100? I think about this race in Schwarber, it's around the bases.
It doesn't matter.
Around the bases? You're going to make it?
You're getting smoked.
I ain't going to make it around all three.
You're pulling the hamstring coming around first.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll pull a hemi, but I probably won't be as fast as I think I am.
I think you need a shorter race to even be in the picture. If
yeah,
you do around the bases,
yeah,
you're
going to
be between second and third. He's touching home waiting for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and it needs to be straight ahead, too.
If it was a 10-yard dash, I'd give it to you. And even if it was to first base, I'd give it to you. There ain't no way you're beating him around the bases. You're taking a face plant like I did and popping that hamstring, and you're going to be eating dirt. I mean, I'm sorry, brother.
The lean would probably get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going down. So, you know, guys, I love this topic because I love when we shift from baseball to football because you go from being the wet blanket and the guy that draws the ire of my eye to becoming, you know, the smartest man in the room. And Joe, you go from being a genius to, you know, right now, Joe, you're an idiot. Like, this is what you do, and it's infuriating to me. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my answer. And tie this in. So my answer for Hughes Clues is Gary Coleman, because I feel like we need Gary Coleman to say to Joe, like, what are you talking about?
What are you
Joe?
Talking about, Joe?
Like, I mean, come on, Joe. Like, listen, your offensive line stance is just it's wrong. There's 4 out of 5 starters are returning, and they're all Pro Bowlers. We're moving, or actually, I'm sorry, 3 of the 5 were Pro Bowlers. We're moving one guy from guard to center, like. And you freak out about that. The only position that you have any justification to be scared about, because you're being scared, Joe, go eat and eat a steak, is the pass rush. But other than that, and we know defense doesn't really matter in the NFL, so you're just flat crazy, Joe. So they're going back to the Super Bowl, Joe. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And I don't want to hear any more of the hate from Joe Giglio anymore on my Eagles.
A lot of hate.
All right?
A lot of hate.
A lot of hate.
So much hate, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's not hate. It's wisdom and it's reality. I mean, that
let you tell it.
I've been trying to tell. I had the wisdom and reality on the Phillies, and you agreed with that.
It's the motion here. Shuffle.
Yeah, you're right. Core values. By the way, Chris, it is not Gary Coleman, but that is an awesome answer.
That is.
Different Strokes was an... I watched so many episodes of Different Strokes back in the day. They would replay... I forget what channel, if TV Land or whatever it was. Like in the early 90s show. I forget when the show was actually on. And it's actually, you know, on air. But then it came back in like syndication.
Yeah.
A lot of Different Strokes I watched over the years.
I met Todd Bridges when I was in Jacksonville.
Did you?
Yeah.
Todd had some ups and downs in life, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Him and Dana Plato. Was it Dana Plato?
I don't think she's alive anymore.
No, I don't think so either. But I remember meeting Todd because I was in Jacksonville and I was walking into the hotel and I was like, you know, hey, Todd Bridges. And he knew, and I was surprised because he knew who I was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was surprised at that. And yeah, Todd was cool, man.
A little starstruck by Todd Bridges?
Yes.
Actors know actors,
like,
man.
I get like that every now and then. I remember in the city, I saw Jada Kiss. Was in the city one time. I get a little fanboyish every now and then.
Yeah, I could get that. I think most people would.
Yeah, a little fanboyish.
Let's talk to Keith in North Philly. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing there?
Keith, good buddy. Man. What are you feeling today? What are you thinking?
I think you're full of crap, man.
Okay.
You know what your problem is?
What's my problem?
It all comes down to you really don't have a lot of confidence in Jalen.
No, I like Jalen.
No. You know why that is? Because with the amount of talent that we have, and the two new coaches, that should be enough to give us 10, 11 wins.
All right, Keith, let me say this, though, because I think there's this logic that if you have a good quarterback, you just win.
Yes.
Drew Brees. Right. Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer, right? He had three straight 7-9 seasons with Sean Payton as his head coach in the middle of his career.
He was falling off.
No, he wasn't falling off. His defense was the worst in the league. If you have a good quarterback, it's a ticket to being relevant. Like, I don't think the Eagles are going to win three games or four games. They're going to be in the mix. But doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl.
No, but if I had to pick between the two, I would pick the Super Bowl. And the reason why I would pick the Super Bowl is because they have just as good a chance as any team in the league. And I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Brock Purdy?
He's good. He's okay. Very good.
All don't right. Start.
But he's very good.
Okay, here this kid loses four games because he lost two players. Four games in a row. But you still think he's good.
Well, I think Jalen's good too, Keith. I think Jalen's good too.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is you don't have as much confidence in a kid as you say you do. Because let's say the Eagles go out and just score 27 points a game. Okay, the Eagles go from being last in defense to the middle of the pack. The Eagles can win 11, 12.
I agree. Keith, I agree with that.
I got the Eagles winning anywhere between 12 and 13 games. I think 11 games is a disappointment.
Wow. Well, that's above their betting win total. I mean, so if you think that's a disappointment, you're obviously higher. Look, Keith, I like Jalen, but I will be honest with you. He had 20 turnovers last year, so I have some doubt. Yeah, I have some doubt. Look, I like him. I still think he's a good quarterback, Keith. I'm happy he's the Eagles quarterback. But yeah, I 2 years ago, he played great, and they had a lot around him, and they won. I don't think they have quite as much around him in the trenches, and I got to see him play great again. Keith, we'll see, but
he's going to have to pull the team up a notch. Last year, he just got his contract. He's doing commercials. He's young.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he got his legs under him. He got another year under him. He got something to prove. I'm telling you, I think we're selling him just a tad bit short.
Keith, I may be. Keith, I may be. And I like him, but I may be. All right, Keith, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
I took my guy. I had Gary Coleman. But I can't think of nobody. Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
No, you went old school with that one.
That is old school. Keith, we appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494. We got some Eagles cuts news. By the way, we'll update you throughout the day. As 4 p.m. today, the 53-man roster has to be set. They did make a move with a receiver yesterday, moving him to the IR, opens a spot. Another move with a player at the position. We'll tell you about that next and more on the Phillies as well. The big news was the win last night, but another piece of big news was before the game, a decision that Hugh Douglas foreshadowed yesterday. We'll hit that. 215-592-9494. More likely, Eagles win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. We'll discuss it. And, of course, your guesses for Hughes Clues right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's Havertown with $5 Philly standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for happy hour or Sunset Social in Center City, also with $5 Philly standard cans and Movie Night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.